The Campire is brought to you by...
I always forget that I have Cameo, but I'm always pleasantly surprised for those of you that find it in the description of our videos. And I love connecting with you guys, and I love hearing your messages about your family that would love a message from me for your anniversary, a birthday, or just a holiday message, or just a message in general. Find me on Cameo. Links will be available in the description of this episode. CODIS has been a longtime sponsor of our YouTube channel. We've partnered with them on TikTok. Love their water bottles. As you know, anytime that I'm live, anytime that I'm working, like right now, I always have my CODIS water bottle near me at all times. It keeps your water cold for 36 plus hours. It comes in multiple colors, multiple sizes. But the cool thing about CODIS, pun intended, is that they don't just have water bottles. They have ice packs. They have coolers. They even have pillows and things for your pets. And now they're about to launch sheets. But don't forget to use the discount code KEMP10 for 10% off of your order. That's KEMP10. Head on over to CODIS right now. More information will be available in the description of this episode.
You're listening to The Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Network. And I am so happy that when we can finally get consistent flow of podcast episodes. As you know, I'm always busy. I'm always doing things. I try not to start out every episode reminding you guys of this. You know, if you follow me on multiple platforms, that you're getting content all the time. But I had the great idea, as you know, with the podcast, we talk about conversations that we don't really talk about everywhere else. However, the worlds always seem to collide. Well, this week, we're talking astrology, but we're talking astrology with the idea of hot topics and Real Housewives and reality TV, and with one of our favorite astrologers, psychic mediums. She calls herself a soul spirit coach. I can't remember the term, but it doesn't matter. Our girl, Femme Tarot, is here again, and we are ready to talk about all the things and have a little kiki. So let's get into this conversation with my special guest, Femme Tarot. And more information on Femme Tarot will be available in the description of this video, including a discount code THANKS22 for 15% off of her crystal and candle shop. Guys, welcome back to the Kempire Radio Podcast. And look who I have with me. Femme Tarot is here.
It's been a minute, but I'm glad I'm back.
Mind you, first of all, if you missed any of our collaborations, both on Femme Tarot's YouTube channel or on my channel on Kempire Daily, but we've been talking about you doing the podcast for a long time. And I'm like, wait a minute, we haven't done a podcast version yet. I mean, technically we could have, you know, just uploaded what we've done before, but sure, we've never really done an official Kempire Radio podcast version. Guys, if you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to the Kempire Radio podcast and subscribe to the YouTube channel so you can see the visual version of the podcast. So Femme Tarot, as you know, if you don't know, is a psychic medium. Is that the correct title for you?
It is. I love to call myself a spiritual coach and not really put tags on that, because I love to coach people. It's not about me predicting the future. It's more about coaching people to understand what they're going through, where their life is leading them to, and just helping them along the way. I prefer that term, to be honest.
And I agree with that, because I feel like you've done that for me, and I've seen you do that for other people when you've had your own live readings and things like that. Guys, as always, I'll be putting all of Femme Tarot's information in the description so you can get a reading, or you can subscribe to her YouTube channel and you can see some of the things that she's working on. And I know that you right now have a collab with Gio on your channel where you talk about Housewives, pop culture news, and you're pulling cards and predicting stuff. And I was in there on Sunday just paying attention, because you were talking about Britney Spears and you were talking about the Tom Girardi situation, right?
Right.
And that's turning out to be a whole other situation. I haven't talked about it on any of my platforms in regards to Tom Girardi's CFO getting arrested. Oh, and I did ask the question about Tom and his mental state. And you basically said in the cards that his mental state is not what he claims it to be, besides being 105 years old.
Exactly. I mean, aside from old age, let's just call it that. It's not 2 years ago when he came out with the excuse, let's just say, that he's got dementia. And remember, we did a reading as well on Erica Jane back then, because we were collabing, and that was the first question you asked me. You're like, does he Does he have dementia? Is this like what's going on? And remember, I said, I don't see him.
You still don't see it.
I still don't see it. I see that definitely, you know, he's frail, or his health is not 100%. But he knows he's sharp. He's sharp.
Not he's sharp. Sharp. I didn't expect that word to come out of your mouth.
But generally he is. Maybe now he's not as sharp because obviously of old age and everything else. There you go. But I mean, don't believe everything that they put out there. That's the bottom line, especially when it comes to this case and the other Bravo cases that have been going on.
Wow. Oh, well, since we're talking about that, that's a perfect segue to Jen Shah. So Jen Shah was recently in the news going off on, I guess, family member in the streets. I mean, it should be no shock to us because this is Jen Shah. But the new season of The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. How are you feeling about it?
I can't get into it. And it's not maybe because I miss Mary. I have to admit, I miss Mary Cosby. I love the quirkiness. You
predicted this. Come on. I love it when the receipts are receding. You predicted that Mary Cosby would not return and that she would disappear.
And she has. Has anyone seen her? Has anyone heard from her? No.
I thought the church closed down, but the church apparently was under construction and is now open. But I haven't seen a public appearance from Mary Cosby.
Nothing. So where's Mary Cosby?
In her closet. You know,
Amber Alert for Mary Not Cosby. Amber Alert. Yeah, but so I miss her a little bit, but I just feel that the whole mess with Salt Lake City, I don't know. I just don't see it. What happened? First of all, a lot of things happened behind the scenes that we're not privy of, and that annoys me. Because first of all, why was there a fallout between Meredith and Whitney? What happened there?
Yeah.
I mean, we left them as besties last season, and now suddenly there's a falling out. Like,
you mean Whitney and Heather?
Whitney and Heather, sorry, what was that? I said Meredith, sorry. Yeah. Whitney and Heather, absolutely. So I'm like, what's going on there? So I can't follow the storylines, and they don't really have a storyline.
Yeah. So what do you think? And look, we're not going to pull a lot of cards. We're doing a little something different for the podcast. But people want to know, what is the future of Salt Lake City? What is the future for Jen Shah? Her sentencing's coming up. December 15th?
Is it? It's coming up now. Well, Jen Shah, I've told you, because I texted you a few months ago and I said, Kemp, I've got a vision. I just got a vision about Jen Shah, and I know she's going to, and this was before she admitted guilt, okay? Before she came out and said, I'm guilty of all the charges. I did see her. I remember the vision. She was in her orange jumpsuit behind bars, and I saw cameras around her. So my prediction is that she will, we all know she's going to get jail time, but I also see that they're going to make a documentary out of Jen Shah, out of her legal issues
Bravo,
now.
You think, or maybe something separate from Bravo?
I'm not sure about that. It could be, if Bravo's smart, Bravo should do that, you know, documentary, unless, you know, I don't know, one of the other big channels or big
streaming platforms
exactly want to do it. But I do see that she will be in jail for at least 3 years. This is my prediction.
Oh, that's fairly short.
That's right. But, you know, with these types of, I don't know the legal stuff, but that's the thing. I kind of feel that she might.
Wow.
She might be on a house arrest after that.
December 15th. Wait, house arrest, you think they'll give her?
Maybe afterwards. Like, she might get jail time, and then she comes out, and then she'll have to do the rest of her sentencing at home.
Yeah.
But I don't see her staying for 8 years. I don't know. What's the...
I think they said up to, like, 14.
Wow, that's a long time.
I mean, she's supposed to be like one of the top people that they were trying to go after. Look, you didn't have to be a psychic to know that she was going to jail. The Southern District of New York was involved.
Wow. Yeah, that's true.
So you know what my real question is? Scratch all Salt Lake City. Salt Lake City is a big womp, womp, womp. No one knows what this argument that was recently filmed was about. You think the cards could tell us what the hell was going on?
Which argument?
So she was caught out. The TMZ got this video of Henshaw yelling and screaming, you know, per usual, you know, Jen likes to, So she was doing all of that to family members and things like that. I didn't report on it because I really don't care about Jen Shaw at this point. Just lock her up.
I agree with you. Who cares? But we are, you know, we are curious. We want to find out what happened.
We got a podcast to make.
That's true. So I'm going to ask my cards now. What was going on with Jen Shaw? Who was she screaming at? Or why was she screaming at her family member?
Any of that's come out?
No. Do we know who recorded it? TMZ got wind of that, well, right?
They got it, but I think it was just like a random person that saw it, and they were like, oh! And it probably got paid pretty well from TMZ.
Ooh, oh dear. Okay, uh-oh. The cards that I just pulled, I pulled three cards for the listeners. I got the moon card. The moon card is illusions and secrets and things being exposed, okay? Things coming up to the surface. And the three of swords. Heartbreak, disappointment, sadness. And then we've got the death card, guys. So she was probably screaming. She probably found out some bad news or someone told her something that she wasn't happy about, but it doesn't look good. It just doesn't look good. Probably something that was meant to be hidden. She found out about it or is about to come out. We will find out. With this moon card, it means we will find out.
Ooh.
And then the death card. So it doesn't look good. Where is it? There it is. Doesn't look good for Gentry. Let me just pull one more card because I'm curious as well. Three of wands. The first thing, look at the wands. You've got three wands here. The first thing that I saw was jail. I don't know. It seems to me that she probably had a talk. Maybe she even met with her lawyers. Who knows? Something's come up. Something came up. Okay. Mm-hmm. That makes things worse for her. How much worse? Probably worse. and it doesn't look good for her future.
Ooh.
And for the prospect of her. Is it a hearing that she has now, or is it the actual court that starts?
No, she's already admitted. She already pled guilty, so there will be no trial. This will be her sentencing.
This is her sentencing. Mm-hmm. So this is what I feel that she probably had a talk with someone, and it doesn't look good. You know what's interesting? That when I watch Jen Shah, even during this season, I just feel, and knowing now what we know, that she's admitted her guilt.
Mm.
I'm like, I feel that Jen Shah has some kind of issue or mental health issue or some kind of disorder where she can't connect with reality.
Oh, that makes sense.
And you know what the first thing came to my mind? I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm not diagnosing Jen Shah. I'm just a spiritual coach here. But when I was watching Salt Lake, I think it was last year, last week or something like that, what popped in my head was, remember, did you watch the Johnny Depp Amber Heard?
Briefly, you know, I couldn't, I was,
I know, you could.
Was so entrenched in it. And I was just like, I can't, I check out of this one. But I know I was familiar with some of the things that were coming out of it.
So there was a psychiatrist that came and testified on behalf of Johnny Depp's team. And she diagnosed Amber Heard with histrionic disorder or something like that.
Oh my God, I wish I remember, because I did do a video on that.
Did you? There you go.
That psychiatrist was amazing.
She was amazing. Dr. Curry was brilliant, beautiful, smart, incredible to the point. Anyway, that just popped in my head last week when I was watching Salt Lake City. And I'm like, I feel that Jen Shaw must have this histrionic. There's a term for it.
Yeah.
Yes. Like a histrionic disorder where she's not in touch with reality. She creates her own reality. She believes her own, what she says, the things that come out of her mouth, even if they're not true. She manipulates people with her own truth. truthful quotes. So this is what I kind of pick up about Jen Shah. And I feel that she it hasn't really sunk in.
That she
Based
off of what she says on social media, everything you're saying makes complete sense. And I think a lot of people that are going to be listening and watching this, they're like, oh, that makes complete sense. Because she really acts as if that she's not going to jail. At one point during BravoCon, Tamara Judge said that, and Tamara, I know, not a reliable source.
Lies! The lie!
Just saying. When you say this, it's sort of like, well, maybe she did tell Tamara that, oh, I'm not going to jail. Now, when you say that now, I'm like, oh, maybe she did say it.
I feel that. That's what I pick up with Jen Shah, because it's so hard. You know, with people, especially, I've read narcissists before and sociopaths. It's very hard. You can tell that there's something off because you can't really tap into their energies, because I read energies, right? So you can't really tap into their energies, but there are different ways. If you're like a seasoned reader or a seasoned psychic, you kind of know how to bypass those blockages and kind of like get in there and read people. It takes a lot of energy and time. And I've read sociopaths, but the funny thing is we've talked about Jen Shah so many times. We've done readings around her, and it's always so hard to pick up. Like, you can pick up to a point about her and read her, but then it's just blocked. You can't really get in, if you know what I mean, which makes sense if she's got histrionic disorder or sociopathic tendencies, let's just say. Then in that case, that makes sense, because she disassociates with reality. She disassociates with the world around her. Hence, her energy as well is off. So it's very hard to read her and go in depth. So the more we learn about her, or the more I watch her, or the more I try to read her, even through TV, which is not easy, guys, because I just want to say that when people come to me for reading, they come to me and they give me their, you know, consent for me, and they open up their energy and they give me that consent for me to read them. So for me, it's free reign. I go in, you know, read their energy and see what comes through in my guides to show me what they want me to see and what they want me to share. When we read celebrities, it's different, because they did not come in and say, read me. So I'm open. Come here. And a lot of celebrities do use different tactics, spiritual methods and tactics.
We've talked about them during our Walk with Femme collaborations. That's why some of these celebrities, I'm like, ooh.
Exactly. And that's why we never read certain celebrities.
Kanye, the Kardashians.
Beyonce.
Well, we touched on like the Kardashians and Kanye but we stayed away from certain people. I can hear the buzzing. I can already hear the buzzing of the beehive. We didn't say anything.
We didn't. Exactly. So that's the case with Jen.
Bye, Jen. I mean, I have to say, though, with her leaving, it's going to be a major hole. Now that you've gotten rid of Mary Cosby and now Jen Shah, we have to rely on this one.
That's really upsetting to me, so I'd appreciate it if you didn't say that.
We have to rely on that one.
We
have to rely on Meredith. Boring Marks. There we go. we have to rely on that. To carry no.
I agree. I mean, I have to say Lisa Barlow, at least she's bringing it this season.
Yeah, I do like Lisa. She's a mess. But I just don't think she could carry the season. Okay. But since we're talking about the Housewives, I want to know your reaction now that have you caught up finally to the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and the reunions and things like that?
I watched the whole season. I did, because I love Beverly Hills. But I did not watch, I think I watched, no, it's a lie. I did watch the first episode of the reunion and didn't watch the other two. Kemp, I just couldn't. I was just so over it. I was so over the darkness, the negativity, the drama, the same old. Lisa Rinna, I just couldn't. I was like, okay, I'll watch Kemp's recaps. I'm good.
That's what everyone kept on saying. We're going to watch your recap, which I appreciate. I appreciate the support, but I have to watch the episodes.
Donna's going to do it.
Oh, gosh. I'm glad that we're getting a break, but they're not giving us a break on social media. I think we've already pulled cards on like Kyle and her relationship with Kathy. And I know you've talked about it with your collab with Gio. I don't know. I don't know if you remember whether or not you saw in the cards if Kathy would be coming back or if Lisa Rinna is coming back, because that's probably the biggest question. We already know Diana Jenkins, it's gone. But did you pull cards in regards to Lisa Rinna coming back and Kathy?
Lisa Rinna, yes, but not Kathy. Rinna, when I pulled cards, I pulled twice within a span of 2 weeks. And that was about 2 weeks. I think the last time I did that was like 2 weeks ago. And she was on the fence. I did see that she was sort of hustling for new projects or new things. Or, you know, if she doesn't come back, she needs to replace that income somehow. So I did see that. But to be honest, I don't see her coming back. That's like, that I don't. Even though my card said 50-50, you know, she's thinking about it. She hasn't made up her mind. I will say that she's not coming back. And I think that's for the best for all of us.
And here's an important thing, because like when we've talked and pulled cards before, you always say like when it comes to contracts, that's where it gets a little murky with the cards, because we all have free choice. So at the end of the day, but what you're saying to me is that she does have a choice here. She could come back. It's not that Bravo was kicking her out.
Exactly. 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 And I remember now about Kathy.
I'm sorry with all the sound effects, y'all, but like,
I love your soundboard. I absolutely love it. With Kathy, I remember what I think it was last week where I threw a couple of cards down, and Kathy, it's not with her too. It's not sure, you know, it's not sure, but that's because Bravo hasn't decided in a sense, because it has to do with the finances. It has to do with the money.
And she also said to TMZ that she would not be returning if Lisa Rinna and Erica Jayne would be back. I believe Erica needs this check more than anyone. So she's definitely coming back. So I don't want Kathy to come back. It's not because I don't like Kathy. I just feel like the dynamics on the show are going to be just not great for entertainment.
Agree. 100% agree. And one thing about Kathy, if Denise is going to come back, because that's a rumor now going around about Denise. And I did read a reading about Denise.
Oh, you did?
I did. That was like a few weeks ago. I think Giorgio asked me about it, asked me to ask a card. So that's not off the table. She's open to it, but it comes down.
No, I mean, probably a lovely woman, but not great for TV.
I agree. And she doesn't gel with the other women, and it's just, it's not going to work out. So I don't think Kathy, like Bravo, would offer Kathy the money that she would want for her to come back if they're bringing Denise back. They can't afford both of them. That's my theory.
I have a request, and I apologize in advance, because I told you, we're not going to pull any cards, but then I told you, get the cards.
It's okay.
Here's something that probably no one has asked you yet.
Go on.
Kamora Lee Simmons. There's been a conversation about her being on the show. Did you brush your teeth today? You know we cannot do a podcast episode and not talk about your dental health. I always tell you your dental health is so important when it comes to your heart health. So I always talk about my favorite Waterpik. I hate. Let me change it. Hold on.
Hate.
Using floss. I hate it. It's not my thing. It doesn't work for me. And I just feel like a Waterpik is so much more efficient. Check out the Waterpik that I use, because it has improved my gum health tremendously. Just ask my dental hygienist. She will tell you. More information and an affiliate link will be available in the description of this episode. And since we're talking about your teeth, you know we have to talk about my favorite toothbrush, Quip. I've been using it for over probably 3-4 years. I don't know. The pandemic has got me lost. It's definitely over 3 years, because now the pandemic is going on 3 years. Quip tells you how long you should be brushing your teeth, when you should move from one side to the other. There's all kinds of prices, all kinds of colors and
titanium and all of that. They also have a subscription service that reminds you when you should be changing your toothbrush heads. It's the age of COVID, but even before COVID, you're supposed to be changing your toothbrush heads or your toothbrushes every 3 months. So I don't have to think about it because Quip sends me my replacement toothbrush head and a battery for my toothbrush. For more information and a referral link will be available in the description of this video and episode.
It's okay.
Here's something that probably no one has asked you yet.
Go on.
Kamora Lee Simmons. There's been a conversation about her being on the show. And my intuitive nature is that she is the one wanting this out there and she wants to be on the show. That's all I'm going to say. Can you just ask the cards about Kamora Lee? And I love Kamora Lee. She had some really great times in reality TV, but I feel like it's intentional. I feel like this is strategic.
Let's see my card. Let's find out. My cards are flying all over the place. So let's see.
That's part of my energy because I'm like...
We're talking about Beverly Hills and we're like, ah.
And guys, and while you're watching, don't forget to like the video, or if you're listening to this, don't forget to rate and review the podcast because it matters. And more information on our special guest, Natalie Femme, aka Femme Tarot, will be available in the description. You can check out her crystal shop. You can also book a reading. Come on, the holidays, the New Year's about to come. You need to know, like she says, she's a spiritual life coach. You need to know how to set yourself up so you can live your best life in 2023. Just saying. Anyways.
Here's the thing. So she puts out the rumors, right? Do you think it's she's putting out the rumors? Because here's the thing. Here's the thing. Okay. I got the Justice card, which is contracts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I've got the Ace of Pentacles, which is new opportunities, new business opportunities. Mm-hmm. Okay. And the Hierophant, which the Hierophant is, well, how I see it and what I feel is that there are discussions. They're negotiating and there are discussions. It's not off the table. She might come back. Let me pull one more. My guides are saying pull one more. The Chariot.
Okay.
The Chariot. I mean, you started reading tarot as well.
Yes, and I'm trying to remember what the Chariot means. I'm like, wait a minute.
The Chariot is two things. To me, so every reader reads tarot differently. To me, it's a divorce card, A, and B, it's also like if it's, we're not talking about relationships and marriages, this to me is that she's trying to take control of the narrative and she's trying to make this happen. And you're right, Pam.
Let me tell you why. Because if you Google Schmoogle a little bit about Kamora Lee and her recent legal situations with her, I don't even know if it's her husband because her husband tricked her and he was still married to his other wife. Yes, 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 Femme Tara. If you can see her face, you'll see her face on the Kempire Radio YouTube channel. He and apparently Russell Simmons, who she used to be married to and they used to have a good relationship, yeah. He sued her and the husband for trying to steal money from him. That's why I said I feel like this is all strategic. She needs the money allegedly.
Whoa.
Look, this is why I love what I do because it's just... These celebrities are a mess. And I love Kamora Lee, but Kamora, I feel like this is strategic.
Ten of Cups. I just pulled a family card.
Oh.
You're right. Your intuition's so spot on. Let me just tell everyone who's listening, Kempire is very intuitive. Very intuitive.
Told
so
you.
He's just, his predictions are better than mine sometimes.
No. Just a second.
Just saying. But yeah, it's a family mess. She's trying to make this happen. She's trying to make this happen to come to. She needs the money. She is, you know, with this justice and legal woes and legally contracts and divorces and papers and whatnot. Hierophant, it's all about its institutions, the big boss, big businesses, big corporations as well. She's trying to make this happen. But it's not fixed yet. So it's not done yet.
And part of me feels as if, like, I love you, Kamora, but I just feel like anyone who comes on these shows is, I know you need the money. However, you have a lot of mess going on in your personal life, allegedly. This will expose it, especially if Lisa Rinna comes back.
You're right, but she isn't. So.
Just saying. Okay.
I agree. But I mean, maybe we need her, especially if Lisa is not there. Lisa Rinna is not there.
She's great reality TV. She's great. Like, if you can, I don't know where you'd be able to find it, probably on iTunes, some of her past reality. She is great reality TV, but it's not in a really messy way. It was very like, she was running a company. So it was about her running the company and all the things that involved. But she has such a big personality.
Mm-hmm.
A part of me wants her, but then I know all the other stuff. And then my intuitive nature is like, girl, I don't know if you want to do this. But that's just my thought. But since we're talking about Beverly Hills,
mm-hmm.
I'm Beverly Hills on Netflix premiered. And I wasn't sure if I was going to watch it, but I love real estate.
Okay? Same.
So I ended up watching it. I'm only have, I think, like two more episodes to go. But what's your feeling about the show? How are you feeling about it? Like, did you enjoy it?
Good question. I did enjoy it and I didn't enjoy it. So in one hand, I loved sort of getting to know Farah and Mauricio and seeing him at work. I like Farah as well. And I like Alexia too. And Alexia is a little mini me of Kyle. Like,
I think that's what it is. It's triggering. Her voice is triggering. When she says my family, I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, girl. Like, but she's young. So I'm trying not to judge her.
Exactly. She's young. She's so young. And I didn't realize she was Mauricio's favorite as well. So that was interesting. Yeah. Kind of like,
how are you feeling about Mauricio after watching him on this?
He doesn't
necessarily get painted in the best light.
Exactly. Well, the first episode, okay, here's my analysis of it. I'll try to make it short because I'm glad I can talk about this. Right. I need to just share
it. Make it short. This is the podcast. Look.
I know. I love it. So when I first watched like the first episode or two, I was like, okay, this is interesting. You know, there's that Netflix vibe of it. You know, the real estate porn is incredible. It outbeats Million Dollar Listing. It outbeats Sunset, Selling Sunset to me. I loved the real estate. Now, first couple of episodes, it was interesting because I love to sort of get to know the girls, the Farah and Alexia, and see the dynamic with her dad and the company and the agency, whatnot. But after episode two, and I would love to hear your opinion on that, it started to feel like Mauricio and Kyle, because they're so seasoned with TV productions and reality TV, that they were, in a sense, producing it. Because everything felt a little bit too, even the team, you know, the young team of people that work for the agency, it just seemed like they all knew what kind of storyline they're going to go, what they're going to run with.
Like Sonica and those tears over a kiss that happened years before you.
I know, right? So a lot of things did not, to me, just seem forced and produced and almost like scripted in a sense. And that's when I was like, oh, okay. That's ruined it for me, but I continued watching.
I really don't care about any of the other. The only person that I really probably like enjoy watching is Brandon. He has such a big personality.
Agreed.
And I think he's going to be really successful in real estate because he's like, I got to make this happen. I'm not the child of the owner. I've got to work hard. And I can appreciate that about him. And I can appreciate that about like Ben. I never understand the idea of, you know, poaching. Because Mauricio, that's exactly what you ended up doing. You ended up leaving Rick Hilton to start your own company. Allow it to happen. This is business. Who cares? Agreed.
And the fact that he's never around, everyone was complaining that, you know, they can't have FaceTime with him and that he's never around. I'm like, how is he leading this team? How is he leading this business? I understand that he's got all these other agencies around the world, but from what I understand, they're like franchises. They're not, you know what I mean? Like he sells the brand to them and they rebrand. So it's not like he manages all of these agencies around the world. So they're brokerages. So in my opinion, so I was like, what's Mauricio doing? So yeah, Mauricio.
Eating with Dorito. No, I'm joking. I don't believe those rumors.
I do.
Wait, why?
Okay. So Giorgio did, he has Patreon. So he asked me for his first episode. What he does is like, he takes those blinds and he talks about them in his Patreon. So for the first episode, he's like, the blinds are going crazy about Mauricio and Dorit. And will you come on and do a reading on them? And I did. And I, it was a bit murky.
Not murky.
It was murky. It was a bit murky, but I, there is attraction there. There is, I don't want to say it like that it's like an affair or was an affair, but there was definitely an attraction from both sides and some lines have been crossed. I'll leave it there. I know. I couldn't believe it either. I could not, when we did it, I couldn't. Because I was like, no, that's a stupid rumor, you know? These rumors just fly around and doesn't mean anything. But then I got the lover's card. I got, like, it was just, like, blatantly obvious. And I was like,
oh. See, I never know when we have these conversations what's going to come up, but it always turns out juicy. I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. Wow. Okay.
All right.
I didn't even know where I was going because I didn't expect to take that rear from like, what? Like, wait a minute.
I wasn't expecting it either when I was asked to read about them. I was like, whoa. And at first I was like trying to like, I was in denial and I kept asking the cards and my guides and I kept getting that feeling that it's
getting in your own way, rationalizing. Yeah. What's right in front of you?
Exactly.
Wow.
Wow, I know. Quick question for you. Do you watch Winter House?
Oh, no, I don't. I know you mentioned that before. I'd never gotten into that. Isn't it where that Luke guy is on? With the one that's dating Ashley from Real Housewives of Potomac?
Oh, I know. Yes, that's where Luke's... Okay, Luke is... I don't think he's coming back from what I've heard. So,
sorry, Ashley. If you were looking for another sugar daddy,
Luke is not it, that's for sure. Luke is gonna chop wood, you know, make some like, you know, an igloo or something, but that's about it.
Oh,
but to me, it's the best show on Bravo right now. You know why?
You have said that before.
Even this season, I'm loving. Even they brought the Toms in. I'm not really a big fan of the Tom, like the Toms from Vanderpump Rules. Mm. But I love that they do these crossovers and they've brought people from, you know, Southern Charm and they've mixed Vanderpump Rules and Summer House. I love that. I'll tell you what I love about it. It's not dark at all. And it's just a bunch of a bunch of young people just having fun in a house, partying all day. They all sleep together. They all fight with each other. It's just a mess, but I love it.
And sometimes people from other reality shows are a part of it, apparently.
That's reality TV to me. That's unscripted. Mm-hmm. It's not produced. It's just organic. It's just these dynamics and these energies among these people who, you know, they're either dating or they used to date or they slept together or now they're sleeping together or it's just the best. But that's to me entertaining. Housewives this season was not entertaining. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Damn. Okay. We would have to do a larger reading on Andy Cohen. But
we do.
Word on the street. Andy Cohen does not like YouTubers.
Really?
Allegedly, he says that we make his job hard. I haven't shared that anywhere else besides here.
Okay.
How's Andy doing? He just renewed his contract on Sirius for 3 more years. But like, where's Andy's head at right now in regards to his relationship with Bravo? As you know, I've been covering that his relationship with Bravo and NBC Universal has been strained. The power that he used to yield over there had diminished, but then I think to counteract that, because he does have the Real Housewives franchise, so they, you know, he's still helping the network, that they renewed his Watch What Happens Live contract for a couple more years. But I still feel like the relationship between him and NBC Universal is still not in the best of places.
Exactly. I had to jump a card, so I'm just going to pull 3 more cards. But the jumper cards are saying that things are going to change very fast and out of the blue. And I've been saying this for a couple of years, that Andy's leaving Bravo. He's changing. His career is changing. He's going towards a very different direction. And it's happening. It's happening pretty soon. Well, not in the next couple of months, but it's going to happen within the next year or so. Mm. And all of a sudden and out of the blue, and here's the thing, Five of Cups, he's not happy. He doesn't want to be there. Yeah, you can tell. You can. I agree with you. Because Five of Cups is like, I'm turning my back. I've got nothing else to give. My heart is not in it anymore. And these are just the jumper cards. Let me just pull the cards.
Wow.
Justice. What is with the contracts? Ace of Pentacles. Here it is. They will offer him something else, not Bravo, but some other, someone else, okay, will offer him a
outside
new.
Outside of NBC?
I'm not sure about, I can't answer that yet. But we'll have to do a deep dive. We have to do a deep reading on that, so, and I can answer that. But so a new opportunity there, Justice. So it just shows to me that either he's waiting for his contract, not with what you said he renewed his contract, right?
He renewed a couple of contracts after I talked about his failing ratings. NBC did end up renewing Watch What Happens Live.
Okay.
In the last year. And then this week we found out that they renewed his contract for Radio Andy on Sirius XM.
Okay, my prediction, and you've heard it here first, is that I see a contract not being fulfilled. He's going to break a contract.
Ooh.
Because he's got something bigger and better and something that he wants to pursue or do. What's coming that? His way. He's a strategist. He knows very well what he's doing. He's playing the game of the long, you know, for the long haul, I can tell you. So, Seven of Wands, there's going to be conflict. And I feel, to answer your question about NBC, I don't think it's going to be with NBC because I just got from my guides that they're going to be in a legal sort of conflict with NBC. It's already started behind the scenes. I don't think they get along. And I think there's a lot going on.
Let me find out. I'm psychic.
Told ya.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Because we're talking about this, and then I want to talk a little bit about crystals and your crystal shop. Mm-hmm. But since we're talking about Andy Cohen, a legal situation with NBC Universal, I don't know if you've been following this story. NeNe Leakes apparently dropped her discrimination lawsuit against NBC Universal. And then there were rumors that she got this big settlement. But the way that this played out did not give us signs that there was any sort of settlement.
Mm-hmm.
What can the cards tell us about this legal situation between NeNe Leakes and NBC Universal? Is it over?
Let's see. A little bit of card ASMR for anyone who likes it.
I'm going to ruin it. And remind people, don't forget to like the video. Don't forget to rate and review. And don't forget to check out all the information on FemTarot's website at FemTarot.com. And more information will be available in the description of the video and the episode. And book your reading, as I said before, and check out her crystal shop. I'm about to order some stuff, so I wish y'all luck.
Nothing. You know, having said that, last time you ordered from the shop, I got complaints. Danielle complained. Mm-hmm. I got complaints. They were like, Campari got all the crystals. He got all the crystals I wanted. I'm like, you know.
Well, you lose.
Sorry. So, there you go.
Look, by the time I put this episode out, I wish you all luck. No, I'm actually, guys, I will be posting about the crystal shop once we're done on my social media platform. So you will have a heads up. But if you're not following me on those media platforms, that's your problem. That's your fault.
So back to NeNe, Ace of Wands. So I don't see money being exchanged. I don't think that NeNe got any settlement or any money from NBC.
Yeah.
She left empty-handed, that's for sure. It was more an ethical thing for her. It wasn't about the money, to be honest. Oh. This is what I'm getting. It's more about, it was an ethical thing, okay, for her. She really wanted to put it out there. She wanted to prove a point, okay, and ethically as well. But it doesn't mean, NeNe's doing good, guys, professionally.
So Ace, she's not blacklisted as she says she is? I mean, she keeps saying she's blacklisted, but okay.
Why is she blacklisted? By whom?
She says Universal has had her blacklisted in the industry.
Well, I see her working on something. And I think it's her. It's not even with a big... I think it's going to be her maybe producing something or creating something that's hers. maybe a show, a talk show, something like that. It's very new. It's still in the sort of idea stage. It's not even, it hasn't materialized yet, but I do see it coming because she is in on a roll right now. She's very, she's got passion and fire and she's really motivated and she wants to change things. And so we will be seeing Nini again for sure. Three of Wands, making plans for the future.
Oh, actually, see, you never know with the cards and what they're going to say, because I did not expect that. Wow.
Yeah, and high priorities as well, intuition. I feel that whenever I get this card, it's always like whoever I'm reading, they're very spiritual and very connected to their guides. And
which card is that?
The High Priestess.
High Priestess, okay.
So, and I got this for Nini. So I feel that she's very much now going, she's approaching everything more intuitively rather than more passionately and the way she did. So I feel Nini's changing a little bit. Things are softening up with her. But definitely we'll be seeing her again on our screens, but not on Bravo, obviously.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, you. I know you're listening. Thanks for listening. But do me a favor. Head on over to whatever platform you're listening to this podcast, rate us a 5, and tell us what you love about the Kenpai Radio podcast, be it on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, because rating and reviewing is important. As you know, during the pandemic and even more now, everybody and their mama has a new podcast, and that's great. However, you know that the Kenpai Radio podcast has been around for years, and we've been doing this for a very long time. However, the ratings don't reflect what we've been doing for a very long time. So if you enjoy what you are listening to, head on over to your favorite podcast platform, rate and review us, and let us know how we're doing, how we can improve. But don't forget to give us a 5-star rating, because I know you love it, because you're still listening. Thanks so much for supporting the channel and for supporting the podcast. Are you following us on TikTok? I know. You're like, oh my goodness, another place to follow someone. You're tired of it. But I really do try to give you a different experience on the different platforms, be it Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. TikTok, that's where you're getting under a minute recaps, under a minute hot topics, and it lands there first. So if you don't want to miss out on what's going on in pop culture news, and sometimes outside of pop culture news, follow me on TikTok at The Kempire. All that information, all that links will be available in the description of this episode. But also be sure to follow us on Instagram and on Twitter while we still have it. All right. So we'll take a little bit of break from talking about celebrities. Let's talk about what you've been up to. Let's talk about the crystal shop, Illuminary.
Illuminary shop. So I started back in March. I launched my crystal shop because I'm crystal obsessed. Plus, I talk about crystals all the time, and crystals are so beneficial. They have so many properties, healing properties, physical properties that can help you in so many ways. Okay, they're not, you know, crystals are not the magic potion for everything, but what they do is they do help your energy. They do readjust your frequency, and they do affect your energy to help you with what you're going through. So that's why there are different crystals for different things, and they have different properties as well. So I got super excited, and I said, I'm going to open my own crystal shop because I'm fed up of spending money here and there in other people's crystal shops, and I want to be surrounded by crystals. And I want to sell, and I just want to source ethically sourced crystals, and crystals that are high grade, high quality.
Because there's real. So many,
and real, real, not dyed. Exactly, because there's so many crystal shops out there, and a lot of them, not, you know, you have to know about crystals in order to understand what you're ordering when you own a crystal shop. Because you can order something from China, and it could be amazing quality, but it could also be glass, you know, or it could be like really, really low quality.
Sidebar, and I've been meaning to ask you this too, because when I swipe through the lives on TikTok, now a lot of the Chinese lives are people selling crystals, and I'm like, are those real?
No, they're scams. I'm not saying the crystals are not real. The crystals are real, but I've heard from the crystal community that what they do is, like, you know, because these are like live sales. Yeah. So basically you tell them, I want that crystal or I want that crystal. And you're supposedly you get them cheaper. Like you get almost a whole.
Yeah. I'm right? Like, I've paid more for one of the hand crystals than what they're charging for like a whole thing of crystals. I'm like, this can't be real.
It's not, you know what they do? They don't send you the crystals that you pick or the crystals that you get. They'll send you, you either get fewer crystals, you get very different crystals, you get chipped crystals. So don't trust that. Don't trust those crystal things.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, wow. Unfortunately. Unfortunately.
And this is why it's so important to, you know, that's why I always recommend certain crystal shops that I purchased mm-hmm. from and that I know that are ethically sourced. And this is why it's important to have those conversations. And because I'm sure people that follow me have seen that as well on social media platforms mm-hmm. like TikTok and like, oh, this is a lot cheaper than no. Pay the money, though, for your crystals, people.
Guys, you pay what you get. Really, you get what you pay, actually, the other way around. You get what you pay, and that applies in everything in life. That applies for readers as well, because I've had people who come to me, and they're like, I went to this psychic, and the things that she told me, she really freaked me out, and nothing came true. And I'm like, how much did you pay to that psychic? $25? I'm like, well...
Get what you pay for.
What can I say?
But we also understand some people cannot, you know, afford it. But if you can't afford it, get something small. You don't have to get all the crystals. And it can be very addictive. I understand. Trust and believe. I understand. But get what you can afford. Because exactly. I really believe crystals have their own, like my meditations, depending on certain crystals that I hold, or if I'm not holding a crystal, my meditations can be very different.
Absolutely. And not all crystals are for everyone. Yeah. So it's always good to, especially when my shop is online. So obviously what I'm going to say is not good for my business, but it's the truth. It's best if you go to a shop, you go to mm-hmm. brick and mortar and you touch and you see the crystals. Okay. Especially if you're new at this and you don't know, talk to the sellers there, ask questions, see where you're gravitating to, because the crystals find you. You don't find the crystals. They will find you. Like this crystal, this is for...
intuitive, because I was like, can you show the crystal that they're not going to be able to get this?
Exactly.
This is my crystal, y'all. I've already purchased it. Don't even think about it. But you'll have more available.
I'll have more available, but that's not the point. So for this, for instance, okay... So this crystal, let's say you see it online. Unless they mark how big it is, how much it weighs, how heavy it is, you've no idea. You've no idea what this is going to look like when it arrives. Okay, so that's why you have to try.
Really, it's so pretty.
I know. I'll take good care of it until it gets there. But I'll give it some love. So what was I saying about crystals? The other point I was trying to make they find you. So crystals will always find you. And you normally, even if you're a beginner, if this is the first time you're going to buy a crystal, you'll gravitate to something. That means that they're calling for you and you need that crystal. Now, there's another thing about crystals. A lot of times crystals can break or you can lose them. Mm. That's fine. It's unfortunate. It's not good. But that's a sign. Because when a crystal breaks, I don't have a broken crystal here, but when it breaks, it means that it served its purpose. Mm. Move on to something else. Don't try to glue it back together. Don't keep it.
Because I know people are out there trying to glue their crystals back together. I understand.
I've seen that. I've seen people do that. I'm like, don't do that. Bury it. Bury it out in the garden in a pot. You know, just put it back. Take it back to nature. Throw it in a pond, throw it in the lake. It doesn't matter, but that's how you get rid of a crystal. You take it back to nature. It's just, you know, it's served its purpose. So with crystals, it's always make sure. So another quick tip about Christmas
is right around the corner.
For me, Christmas is crystals, but there you go. Another thing about crystals, so I get that a lot. How do you know if a crystal is fake? Okay. And if you're a beginner, if you just started collecting crystals, how would you know? First of all, crystals are always cold to the touch. Okay. So hold it in your palm for a while. Okay. It's not, see, I'm touching, I'm holding this crystal right now. It's not warming up. If I put it against my cheek, it's cold. It's an actual crystal. If I do the same with glass, it's going to warm up just by touching it. And when I put it on my cheek, it's going to feel warm. So that's how you know it's glass. Also by the colors as well. There's some agates. Do I have an agate here? Yeah, I do. So for instance, this is an agate. So, but this is a dyed agate. You can tell because the color, look, it's so smooth.
Yeah, really similar to that. One of my coworkers had given me one.
But that's not bad. Because agates, they dye. They dye them. That's normal. That doesn't change anything regarding the energy that it emits, what it does. It just makes it prettier. Mm-hmm. With agate, it's fine. What I have an issue is when they take, let's say a crystal quartz, where is one here, a clear quartz, actually. This is called a clear quartz. And then they dye it and then they sell it to you as something else, a citrine, for instance.
Yeah.
Okay. Or they take amethyst, amethyst here. This one has actually got some citrine on it here. You can see, but real citrine. But what they do, because amethyst is quite an inexpensive crystal, and you can find it anywhere. There are certain crystals that you can only find, for instance, shanghaite right now. You can't find shanghaite anywhere because the mines are in Russia, and so they can't export. So the biggest mines of shanghaite are in Russia. You can't get shanghaite right now unless a crystal shop has them in stock or has had them in stock. So what they do with amethyst, because it's quite inexpensive, whereas citrine isn't inexpensive, and citrine is a very sought-after crystal because it's hard to find a real one, and it's very strong, very powerful. They heat it, because when you heat an amethyst, it turns yellow.
Oh, wow.
So that's
I can't. Well, I do want to remind people that you do have a discount code that you're offering our listeners and watchers until Thanksgiving or until
Black Friday? Until the day after Thanksgiving, yeah.
Black Friday. Okay.
Friday.
And what's the code?
It's THANKS22. It's 15% off. You have three different shipping options to ship because I'm based in Greece now and I ship off Greece, but you've got three options to choose from. Very, very, you know, cost effective one, and the faster route, which is the one that Kempire likes because he hates waiting for his crystals.
Just saying.
So within 2 days, if you want the express shipping, then you get them within 2 business days.
Awesome.
If you're impatient. And I've also brought I've got to plug my candles because I'm proud. Oh, where is it? Here it is. One of them. So I've made my own Bestow candles with scents. These are hand poured, GM free.
They when did you have time to be hand pouring candles?
Well, I didn't. I went to a candle maker, but I know her, and she has only eco ingredients. So there's no paraffin in here. There's nothing bad for you in here. It's natural wax. Okay, and even the aromas, the scents inside are all eco. They're called EcoBoost, so they're ecological. They're good for your. They're not bad for your health. So inhaling these, because what people don't realize, we all love scented candles. But if you get like the cheap scented candles, they're so bad for your lungs. They're so bad for you because you're inhaling like paraffin, which is made out of petroleum. Inhaling these scents, these aromas that are so bad for you.
Look, they're killing us.
They're killing us. So I made my own candles, 4 different scents to choose from. I have a
Christmas.
Okay, one is called, wait, hold on. This is called Winter Gardens, and this is a Christmas one, and this has spicy cinnamon, orange zest, vanilla, and clove. I've got Soul Attraction, which is fresh cotton and fig leaf. Then there is Velvet Whisper, which is white jasmine and golden amber. See, I remember.
Okay.
And the fourth one, that's the one I don't remember. There you go. Surprise! Go onto my site and you'll find out.
Exactly. Guys, we'll be putting all of Femme Tarot's information in the description. But Femme, before you go, we did a reading on Wendy Williams a long time ago.
Yes.
And that situation has dramatically changed since then. So I want to kind of close this out by maybe pulling a card or two about Wendy Williams and what's going on with her.
I agree.
And you know, that the whole financial situation too, because I don't even think the financial situation was a thing when we did that reading.
No, it wasn't. Because that was 2 years ago when we did that reading. That was one of the first readings that we did when we started collabing. And that was two and a half years. Wow, Kemp, it's been so long.
A long time.
It's been a long time.
Look at, no. Time is flying. Time is flying.
It does. Because we met before the pandemic.
Yep.
So imagine that. Different times now.
No, a lot has changed. Quit my job. I was on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
I was so proud of you at that moment when, oh my God, I was like, yes. And you know, my kids love you, especially Leon, your little Taurus brother, my son. He's just so, he loves you. He's like, every time, like I watch one of your recaps or watch your videos, he's like, that's Kemp. He sits with me and he talks to you. And I'm like, he can't hear you.
The kids love me for some reason. I guess it's not my thing to have children, so the children of the world will love me.
But you'd make a great dad.
I don't know. That's a great responsibility.
Agree. No. Oh, the magician. She's getting a lot. Okay. Something is very off with Wendy. She's getting very dark. The cards are not dark, but the combo of the cards and what I'm picking up is dark, because I get the magician, the high priestess, and the emperor. Someone is manipulating her, and there's something else darker going on with Wendy. They wanted her out. They wanted her out. What is happening? What is happening with her? It's not, in my opinion, it's not really a health.
It's not addiction.
Yeah, it's not 100% addiction.
I think I'm becoming psychic.
Because see?
I've been thinking this, but I'll share this on the podcast only.
Yes.
I've been thinking that because of the enemies that she's created over the years, talking about celebrities and things like that, I feel like this was sort of like a setup.
Yes. Yeah, that's what I feel. And not only that, they're winning. They're winning. Whoever wanted her out and created this, because I feel that they just put so much pressure on her. And there's a lot, it's a podcast, you can edit it out, but I don't want that on YouTube. But there's so much, we've talked about, there's so much darkness and culty stuff that are happening right now. And they wanted her out. I don't know what happened. Did she know something? Did she know certain people that they didn't like?
Like the Kardashians?
She knew, sorry?
Like the Kardashians?
I don't know. Is she friends with them?
No, she talks about them a lot.
She does. That's true. She does talk about them a lot. No, but I think it's someone else. Ooh, and the devil. Kemp, look at this. We have to do an updated reading on Wendy. Uh-huh. I need to look. Look, I even got the devil. It doesn't look good about it. This is not normal. This is not addiction, what is happening to her. It is something deeper, darker, and scarier, in my opinion. Someone just wants her out, or certain people want her out. They want to sell this narrative that she's losing it, that she's struggling with addiction, that she has mental health issues, which I'm sure she does. She does. But I think it's because of all the pressure and everything that's going on behind the scenes, things that we don't know. Anyone who reads tarot and listens to this or watches this, I'm just going to show you again the cards, because you'll understand. High Priestess, the Emperor. The Emperor is someone who is like, also it along with the devil, someone who's got power and who also manipulates people and situations.
Yeah.
And then I had the Magician and the Six of Wands. And the Six of Wands to me is someone's victorious. Someone celebrating the fact that Wendy's out now. You know, she lost her show. People think that she's very, very sick. There you go. Wow. So it's very sad. Like, I feel sad right now just by pulling a few cards for Wendy, because I'm picking up her energy. It's sad.
Damn. And I have to say this, and we can round this out at this point, because it never made sense to me for someone to have the career that she's had to, at this point in her life, in her mid-50s, to all of a sudden, addiction to be out of control. And to that's why I had in my head, I was like, wait, I feel as if there's more to this situation. And even in the Hollywood Reporter expose, the executive producers of her show, they were having her see doctors as well, because they felt like it wasn't just alcohol. They felt like something else was going on.
But something else. I agree. It's definitely not just alcohol or any other substance out there. Remember when she fainted, she was dressed up as the Statue of Liberty and she fainted and everyone was like, oh, she's back in the... No, that was something else. And I know that a lot of conspiracy theorists out there are going to say, you know, MK Ultra and she was manipulated and all that. Yeah. What's
MK Ultra?
Oh, you don't know about that?
No!
Oh my God, I need to tell you about that. Now?
Yeah, sure. Because I know that everyone's going to be like,
So, okay, the conspiracy theorists believe that they believe in this cult and this elite group of people who have, you know, basically they're ruling the world, right? They have superpowers, the Bilderbergs, they're all sorts of big names and big families behind this elite group, and a lot of Hollywood people, and most Hollywood people. So the conspiracy theorists, there you go, believe that there is, if you search it out, I don't want to mess it up, I don't know how to explain it, but MK Ultra was used, I think, in the 50s or 60s by the army. I think it was started by the Russian army, if I'm not mistaken. I'm probably butchering this whole thing.
That's okay. But I'm going to ask you, because I had never heard that term before.
Yeah, and so what they did was that they program people through brainwashing them, through showing them the same movie or the same images over and over again, or telling them the same thing over and over again. It's just like really like resetting the brain in order for them to manipulate people. And there are certain trigger words or certain words that they use or certain signs or certain things that they do, that when they do them to these people that are under this, under this control, okay? They suddenly, you can see them like changing behavior.
I'm literally seeing when she fell out on the show. That what you're describing, that's what it seems like.
That's what they're saying, that like Britney Spears, a lot of people believe that Britney Spears as well was, and Justin Timberlake and all these like Disney kids, like Disney Club kids, that they're all part of this MK Ultra, and that they're manipulated and they're being controlled by this group, right? And that they have those means to do that. It's very deep. I'm saying it's very surface how I'm explaining it now.
Which is fine.
We can Google it.
I'm still like...
No, it's a wormhole. It's a wormhole. And a rabbit hole. It's like you've got to get into that. There's a lot. And you know what? I'm not dissing as a conspiracy theorist. I do believe conspiracy theories, most of them have a lot of truth in them. Okay. And obviously conspiracy theories just go overboard to find receipts and find facts.
Yeah.
So yeah, some stories are a bit extreme. Like when you look at David Icke, for instance, you've heard of David Icke, right?
No, I have not.
He claims like the royal family are lizard people, that aliens, that
they're he's the behind that conspiracy.
Yes, exactly. He's behind that. Yeah. So like I know, it's just like you have to take everything with discernment and always just like follow your intuition with everything that you hear out there. The truth is that the reality that we are being dished is not the reality. We're not, you know, people are going to, I don't want to open this whole conversation about simulation and matrixes and all that.
Okay, the first thing that popped into my brain was like, oh, what in the matrix is going on?
What in the matrix is going on? But that's conversation for another day. But just generally, just keep your eyes open. Don't believe mainstream media. Don't believe everything that you read, even social media. Just, you know, do your research, look into things, and use your intuition.
Believe your own intuition.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, because what we see or what we're living or what we're experiencing right now or have been since we were born is not 100% what reality is. If that makes sense, but that's for a different.
And I already think I know what I'm going to call this podcast episode. What in the Matrix is going on?
Oh, I like that. Always,
I appreciate you taking time out because I know it's very late at the time that you're recording this with me. So I do appreciate you taking the time out. All of Femtaro's information will be available in the description of the podcast episode and in the description of the YouTube episode as well. So be sure to subscribe to the channel. Be sure to subscribe to Femtaro's channel as well because she does lives and videos there as well. And don't forget to check out her crystal shop. And for a limited time, don't forget to use the discount code THANKS22. All that information will be available in the description. Thank you, Femtaro. And thank you all for watching.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to The Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Network. The Kempire Radio Network is available on Google and Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Amazon. Head on over to KempireRadio.com for more details. And don't forget to give us a 5-star rating.